Yes, Hart.
Hi, Hart. It's Lisa Taylor. How are you doing today?
Hey, Lisa. I'm good with that.
Good to hear that. Hart, I wanted to have a quick conversation with you in regards to the reasons behind the refund concern. Can you please elaborate what exactly is going on your project?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care to go into it super deep because you can just follow the thread. But, I mean, it's been 3 months, 4 months of back and forth of nothing, and I ended up having to do all the work, and we still have, you know, nothing to show. So it's, we're done.
I completely understand where you're coming from, Hart. The problem is that, I'm explaining to you regarding the delays. The problem is that we are a third party in the middle. We have to read out everything to the Wikipedia administrator who's assigned to your project, and then wait for them to correspond.
It's not the Wikipedia thing. So that's nothing. There's a lot of incompetence, not to be rude, but I shouldn't have to tell people that I hired how to do their job, and I'm having to do that. So, and it just seems that it's not a good experience. So we got a guaranteed refund, so we'd like to have the refund back.
Okay, Hart, I understand where you're coming from, and I truly apologize for any kind of inconvenience that you faced. At this point of time, I'm going to be very blunt with you. I don't want to beat around the bush or anything. I understand you have invested so much of time, and we are very close to having the page published. All I need is an extension. I'm going to personally take care of your project.
I'm not going to do another extension. We're not going to do another. We've done an extension. We've done a this. We've done a that. Yeah, we're not. No.
Hart, I see that there's a negligence from the project manager as well. That's the reason why I'm telling you that it's halfway through. Let me see it. If it doesn't work, see, refund is always on the table. If it's not done today or tomorrow, you always have that option. At least let me give it one last attempt, and if it doesn't work, Hart, I'm going to come up to you myself, and I won't even negotiate or ask you for anything.
I'm not going to worry about this. We're going to just do a refund. Or we'll just go through the credit card and do a chargeback. It doesn't really matter. It's either way.
No, you don't need to do that. I'm going to go ahead and refund you. Chargeback, it's another legal thing, and we do not go on that. Chargeback is an option when the company is refusing to refund you. I'm telling you that you have that option available. All I need is two weeks of your time. That's it.
Yeah, it feels very scammy, so I don't really want to deal with it anymore.
Hart, give me at least one last chance. I'm not asking for a lot. I'm only asking for 2 weeks.
I don't need to do it anymore. If you have any, I've given you feedback on my experience, and I'm not going to do it. We're not going to do it anymore.
See, I understand things were bad. You've spent 4 months. What's another 2 weeks? Just let me take one last attempt. If it doesn't work, I'm giving you my word on a recorded medium, and I'm going to send this to you in writing as well, that if it doesn't work, without any questions
we already have it
asked,
in writing. It doesn't matter. We already have it in writing. So it's fine, and if it's guaranteed, it's guaranteed. I don't need it in writing again. I just need it now to be refunded because we're not happy with the service, and I don't want to spend 2 more weeks having to wrangle up people. So
no, you don't have to
done.
Do that. You just have
we're
to leave it on me, and I'm going to take care of that. If I fail, I'm going to go ahead and initiate the refund. Simple as that. Hart,
fantastic.
Do you want to believe in second chances?
We would like to be refunded.
Okay, what is it? What is it that has made you so rigid at this point of time? I want to understand that. Because all I'm asking for is 2 additional weeks, and that is it. Your money's not going anywhere.
I don't want to do that anymore. That's not the way it's going to work. We've given 2 months. We've talked to 5 different people, like different people, been given all kinds of feedback, and at the end of the day, it feels like a scam, so I just want to go with my money, and I'll find another vendor.
Okay, then allow me to change your perception. All I'm saying is that if I can deliver it to you,
unfortunately, when it hits a point with a vendor that I don't need to put up with it anymore, and you're not going to change my mind about it, it's done. We've given feedback. I've read online reviews, and this is a normal experience that people have of your company. And
maybe if you're a real company, you can take the feedback and hopefully do something about it. But I'm not going to take that chance anymore. We want our money back, and we'll move on.
Hard, that's not fair. If you're saying that based on the feedbacks and reviews, you're taking this decision, out of 500 people, if 10 of them had a bad experience and they posted their review, you also know this human psyche that when somebody's doing something good for you, especially with companies, nobody goes an extra mile and leaves a review. But if something goes wrong, they definitely go ahead and do that. So out of the 500
right.
people, if 10 people are posting it, then you can't just rely
right.
on that. Yeah, exactly. And all I'm asking for...
I can't rely on it. What I can rely on is my experience. And then when I have an experience that someone else has and they have shared the same exact script of experience,
mm-hmm.
I can 100% trust that. And then when multiple people do that, I can even more trust my experience. That I don't even need to keep, I don't want to keep going through it.
Hard,
so,
we work with... We work with Wikipedia. We are a third party, and I understand
Fantastic.
That there
I
are.
I love that you work with Wikipedia. I'm glad that you guys are doing great business. It sounds like, from the background, it sounds like you got plenty of people operating, and you got plenty of business coming in. So my $10,000 doesn't really make that big of a difference. It obviously didn't make that big a difference over the last 4 months that I've been going back and forth over. Literally small changes that should be, if you're a real copywriting company, you should get before even a client says it, because a client
mm-hmm.
is hiring you for your expertise.
Mm-hmm.
A client should not be telling you what they need to have happen when you should know what the formats look like. So at the end of the day, I just want my money back.
Okay. All right. Well, personally speaking, Hart, I never had this experience with any of my customers. That's the reason why I like to put in effort. And I would hate for you to go dissatisfied.
My question is, how can you call me your customer when I've never spoken to you? There was a
exactly.
whole other girl 2 weeks ago. There was a girl
mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago that said the same exact thing, because it's highly likely you're in a call center somewhere. You're hired by these people to force the script to try to save it.
Hard,
I don't
hard.
Really want to.
I don't do that. I don't do that, and I don't need to do that.
Fantastic.
I don't need a script. I put
fantastic.
My heart to this work, and that's the reason why I'm talking to you. The moment I started speaking to you, you became my client. You became my responsibility. And if you want to dock me on that, if it's sounding negative to you, call it whatever. But that's how I operate. I don't give up on work. And that's why I have a
fantastic.
Good reputation. We're
completely
talking for the first
that.
Time.
Hopefully the company will recognize and never have to get into this. Because you really shouldn't need a compliance department that begs for business. That doesn't make any sense to me.
So
you
do
should
you
never
think...
have a client. You should never have a compliance department that is begging someone to give them a second chance. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay,
that's
so
not
you're
the way
saying,
that, that's not the way that I understand
saying,
real
You're business. Saying that it's a bad thing if I'm trying to fix a situation that was wrong by us. So you're saying that it's a very bad thing that I'm asking you for.
No, what I'm saying is it shouldn't be done multiple times.
It wasn't done
multiple times.
I'm just talking to
yes,
you
no,
for the very first time.
Before. I understand. I'm not going to get passed to somebody else. We just want our money back, so you can process it.
Okay, but why do you have to be so mean about it? That's what I can't
I know,
understand.
I understand. I understand that it hurts, and I'm sorry that it hurts, but just trying to be straight.
No, I see that. You're seeing nothing beyond the money at this point of time. Whether I bring the moon to you, you're not going to give me another chance. So I understand that, and that really is very disappointing. Anyhow, let me talk to my team, and give me 24 hours. I'm going to send you the confirmation. One more thing, Hart, you don't need to dispute the charges, because that's going to become a huge case. We will have to submit correspondence.
Well, it's unfortunate that you've kept pushing, because it's probably already been disputed by our legal department. So You can let your team know that. You can go ahead and initiate it quickly. You can initiate it by in the next hour.
I'm doing it, but you need to stop the refund. The chargeback. You need to stop the dispute.
I told you that I'm refunding you.
That means you don't need to go through a dispute. A dispute will take place.
You're not refunding me, though. I asked you to refund me, and you're saying, let me get back to the team, and I'll let you know in 24 hours. A refund says,
No. I said. Hart, can you please listen to me?
It's unfortunate that you're having to deal with this.
Hart, I'm telling you that I'm refunding you right now. Give me 24 hours. I'm going to send you a screenshot for confirmation. It's not a one-person company. I'm not carrying your money in my pocket. Please understand. That's what I said.
Right.
I'm not saying that I'm not refunding you. On a recorded medium, I'm telling you that I'm refunding you. Kindly stop the dispute. Is that clear enough, Hart?
It doesn't. At this point, I'm sorry. We can't trust you.
Are you serious? I'm telling you this on a recorded medium. This is my bread and butter. Why would I lie to you about anything? You told me you want a refund, and I'm giving you your refund.
I have no idea why people do business this way.
I don't think we can talk because you're just becoming more toxic and toxic. I'm so sorry to use that word, but you are getting me on my nerves right now. I gave you the confirmation. I told you that we are initiating with it, but you're not listening to anything at all. It seems like you're sitting here to upset me. That's it. So we're done here. Let me call Anthony and tell him what's going on, and we'll take it from there. Thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye.
Not ready. Bye.